In India, for more than half a century, if you wanted to know what the issue was that everyone was talking about, all you had to do was check R.K. Lakshman's daily Common Man cartoon on the cover of the Times of India. You can't do that anymore because Lakshman's now in his 90s and no longer drawing. But millions of Indians still remember waking up to his cartoons every day. Ritu Khandoori grew up in India and remembers that well. She's now an academic whose work explores the significance of political cartoons to India's history. I asked her to describe Lakshman's work for us.
His cartoons were a snapshot of the most important event of the day, and it summarized, without necessarily taking sides, what the burning issue was, whether it was a domestic national issue or international. Lakshman would capture it with his brushstrokes in a way that was captivating and that allowed you to then navigate the finer details of the news through the prose of the newspaper.
So his main character in each cartoon is the common man. And describe the common man for us.
Well, the common man was the citizen, the person who constituted the Indian public, an old man who is working in an office in a jacket and a dhoti.
That's the piece of material wrapped around that men wear. And instead of pants, you have a piece of material that's wrapped around and tied.
Exactly. So this witness to politics and everyday politics, I should say, is Lakshman's common man.
What would be a typical cartoon? What would the common man be doing in a cartoon? What kind of issue would he grapple with?
He does not speak. He is a witness. Through his witnessing, we, the public, the reader, also witnesses democracy in action, how the bureaucracy works. Why does democracy fail? What are the challenges for a new democracy? So all this is unfolding before the common man, and the reader gets this inside perspective from the offices of the Indian government, even within the walls of a home. The common man sees politics in action through all these spaces.
The common man cartoons often contrasted India's drive to modernize while millions of Indians lived in dire poverty. Khandoori says Lakshman highlighted the glaring disparity between the government's aspirations and the reality of daily life for most people in India.
And this was a routine critique in Lakshman's cartoons, where he showed at one level, for example, India's first Prime Minister Nehru, you know, weaving these grand plans of a national airliner, whereas if you go to the villages, to the ground reality, the vast majority is still struggling with more archaic forms of transportation, the bullock cart. So this gap between what is aspired for and what is actually happening at the ground level, Lakshman's cartoons animate this gap.
Khandoori says Lakshman wanted to show how development experts were always failing because they were thinking in policy terms and not about what policy actually means at the ground level. She says the cartoonist was also tough on India's politicians, especially Indira Gandhi.
Well, with Indira Gandhi, one of the most important times of her government was when she declared the emergency in 1975, when she actively censored the press and all kinds of critique of her government. Lakshman, I think, took that very seriously, as did his peers at the time. And I think after the emergency, cartoonists and particularly R.K. Lakshman were quite unsparing of her politics. My favorite caricature of Lakshman is Indira Gandhi. He was at his peak, his creative peak, I think, after the emergency, when we realized that this kind of politics was possible within a democratic setup. So suddenly the evil was not necessarily the colonial government that left us in 1947, but we could see a new kind of issue within democracy, and that was emergency.
How important is Lakshman to India, his cartoons and the contribution he made to the political conversation?
Lakshman's had a very long career as a cartoonist. He began his cartooning in 1947 and was actively cartooning right up till he suffered the stroke in 2003. So he has witnessed all the important political events that have punctuated India's post-colonial politics. From that level, Lakshman can be seen as a chronicler of Indian politics. And at another level, if we analyze Lakshman's cartoons closely, there is a certain inertia, if you will. They repeat his complaint about the problems with democracy, the pitfalls of development, and the social inequity that has remained despite half a century of democracy. So I would see Lakshman's cartoons at these two levels simultaneously, where he is chronicling political change while at the same time returning our attention to the fact that not much has changed. And why might that be?
Ritu Khandodi is the author of Caricaturing Culture in India, Cartoons and History in the Modern World. Ritu, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
You can see a selection of Lakshman's cartoons, some Indian postal stamps that honor the common man, and a video interview with R.K. Lakshman. It's all at PRI.org.